KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. The clouds should clear up and become partly cloudy today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news this hour, a 49-year-old Mapleton woman on probation for dumping 23 dead or dying dogs in a Nebraska cornfield in 2008 has admitted violating probation by living with 13 dogs. A judge told Denise Whitty on Thursday that she'll be resentenced on April 26th and that she could face prison time. Court records say Whitty originally was sentenced in September of 2009 to 4 years of probation and was ordered not to own, possess, or reside with any animal for 5 years. The 13 dogs were found by Iowa authorities in January, in the home Whitty shares with her mother. Whitty will remain in the Hall County Jail in Nebraska until her sentencing date. News time is 8:01.
Is your world shrinking? I'm not referring to the size of the planet, but to your surroundings, the part of your world in which you interact. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're beginning to experience a hearing loss, or if you've had one and it's becoming worse, your world really does, in essence, start to shrink. For example, if you're sitting close to someone in a small, well-lit room, it's not difficult to hear the person talking to you. But beyond that easy listening situation, you could begin to struggle. Compare it to being in the woods at night with only a candle. You won't see very much. But if you exchange that candle for a flashlight, your circle will be a bit larger. And then when the sun comes up, you'd be able to see quite a distance. The same thing happens with hearing loss and hearing aids. In your small, well-lit room, your circle is, again, pretty small. But my goal is to help people realize when they're having a problem, and then to try to expand their circle, to get them out of their small room and back to enjoying the world. People's experiences vary, and there's not a one-size-fits-all remedy. But the first step to keeping your circle where you want is to make an appointment. Call today. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Police in Harlan said Thursday they're investigating several incidents of reported break-ins and criminal mischief. The reports were received Tuesday and include incidents which occurred at the Shelby County Fairgrounds, ball fields, and private property. Officials remind the public that Crime Stoppers will pay a reward of up to $1,000 for tips leading to the arrest and conviction of persons responsible for similar crimes. Harlan police report also an Atlantic man, 22-year-old Trent Bramman, was charged with fifth-degree criminal mischief after the owner of the Big House East told authorities on Sunday that obscenities had been scratched in paint on his property. Also in news from the Harlan Police Department, 35-year-old Sheila Bowl of Harlan was arrested last week on charges of possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Her arrest was the result of a traffic stop. And 45-year-old Timothy Turner of Harlan was arrested last Saturday following a reported disturbance in the 900 block of Victoria Street in Harlan. Turner was charged with domestic abuse, assault, and simple assault. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Thursday three men and one woman were arrested this week on unrelated charges. 41-year-old Martha Oltmans of Villisca was arrested Thursday morning on warrants for harassment and simple assault. Oltmans was taken into custody at around 9:30 a.m. and later released on a $300 bond. On Wednesday, 29-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie of Red Oak was taken into custody on warrants for domestic assault, a concealed weapons violation, trespassing, and violation of a no-contact order. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $7,500 bond. That same day, 25-year-old Eric Waldron and 21-year-old Drew McKinley, both of Villisca, were arrested for allegedly supplying alcohol to a minor. The men were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond each. A Taylor County man was sentenced earlier this month to nearly 4 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld on Thursday announced the Southern District of Iowa Judge James Gritzner sentenced 48-year-old James Leroy Meek Jr. of Bedford to 46 months in prison. Meek Jr. pleaded guilty to a charge of being a prohibited person in possession of ammunition in December of 2011 and agreed to turn over 4,000 rounds of ammo, which were found during a search of his home in April of 2010. Meek Jr. had a prior conviction in Taylor County of furnishing precursor drugs for unlawful purposes. A Missouri man pled guilty Tuesday to a felony burglary charge in connection with an incident which occurred in Lenox on December 17th. The Lenox Police Department says the charge was filed against 30-year-old Clint Anthony Auger on January 12th following an investigation into a burglary at a garage in Lenox. Auger was sentenced to a fine of $750 plus surcharges, incarceration with the Iowa Department of Corrections for a period not to exceed 5 years, a law enforcement initiative penalty of $125, plus court costs and attorney's fees. The Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education held a joint meeting earlier this week. Superintendent Dean Schnoes said the board talked about how things were going with the whole grade-sharing arrangement between the districts. He said none of the board members expressed any concerns.
We talked about how we're still going to keep moving forward with whole grade sharing. Students are doing well, teachers are working well.
Schnoes said that also the districts will continue with their one-to-one initiatives with regard to computers and will constantly keep working to bring faculty members from both districts together on future projects.
Just doing more and more collaboration of things as we get, you know, each year going. But we had to do a little review of this year and asked if there's any concerns or thoughts, and nothing came up, so we're just going to keep going that way.
He says the process has also begun on getting together the paperwork necessary with the intent of having the districts reorganized by July 1st, 2014.
Because that's when the money for whole grade sharing for supplemental, the supplemental weighting and all that will run out. You can still whole grade share after that, but there's no incentives to go along with it. So the next incentive that would be available to us would be then looking at the reorganization part of it, because then we would look at tax rates being lowered. Right now, the standard tax rate that we get from the state government is $5.40 per thousand of assessed value. And if you go into reorganization, the first year that would be dropped down to $4.40. The next year would go up to $4.85. The year after that is $5.15. And then it goes back to 540, you know, the fourth year. So, I mean, it would be a good incentive. And if the whole grade sharing keeps moving along and things keep, you know, working as they are, that would be the next proposal to give to the two school districts for getting incentives for the two school districts to work together.
He says the goal is to have the petitions completed and the vote taken by July 1st, 2014 to make reorganization official. Schnoes said the joint boards this week also discussed the hiring of a business manager. There were three applicants for the job with interviews slated for next week. Officials at the Cass County Home Care, or CCHC, have announced the company has been ranked in the top 7% of home health agencies in the U.S. by a recent Health Insight report. Health Insight is a private nonprofit organization recognized as a leader in defining health care values, transparency, and public reporting. Rankings are computed using publicly reported data from CMS Home Health Compare, a report on the quality of care provided by Medicare-certified home health agencies. CCHC site manager Denise Coder credits experienced, knowledgeable staff and the organization's ongoing focus on innovation with its ability to rank as one of the country's top agencies. Officials of the Cass County Conservation Board say a grant from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources' REAP Conservation Education Project will allow a rain barrel workshop to be held in Atlantic next month. The workshop is being held as a partnership between the West Pottawatomie Soil and Water Conservation District, Iowa Western Community College, and the Cass County Conservation Board. The Rainscaping Less Soils Rain Barrel Workshop will be held from 9:30 a.m. until noon Saturday, April 14th at Iowa Western here in Atlantic. The workshop will include a program about rainwater harvesting and will include a chance to build a rain barrel that you can take home. The barrels work best when connected to a downspout. For more information on that program, you can contact Cass County naturalist Laura Schwindiger at 712-769-2372. And taking a look at our world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, the U.S. Supreme Court meets behind closed doors today to vote on the Obama health care law following 3 days of arguments earlier this week. For the next several weeks, the justices will be drafting opinions and sending them back and forth, and their votes could change. Vice President Joe Biden said in an interview today that he's confident the high court will uphold the constitutionality of the law that requires individuals to purchase health care. Paul Ryan, the powerful chairman of the House Budget Committee, is endorsing Mitt Romney for the Republican presidential nomination. There had been speculation the Wisconsin Republican would fall into the Romney column, and Ryan did so this morning during an interview on Fox News. Ryan says that Romney is best suited to beat President Obama. U.S. consumers boosted their spending in February by the most in 7 months, but Americans' income barely grew, and the savings rate fell to its lowest point in more than 2 years. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.8% last month. However, income growth ticked up only 0.2%, and that's the same as in January. And when taking inflation into account, income after taxes fell for a second straight month. Finally in the news, people hoping to strike it rich are lining up in dozens of states to buy Mega Millions lottery tickets today. The drawing is tonight, and the jackpot is a record $540 million. Mathematician Mike Catalona of Dakota Wesleyan University in South Dakota says if you buy 50 tickets, you have just as much of a chance to win as you have being struck by lightning. News time is 8:10.
Is your world shrinking? I'm not referring to the size of the planet, but to your surroundings, the part of your world in which you interact. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're beginning to experience a hearing loss, or if you've had one and it's becoming worse, your world really does, in essence, start to shrink. For example, if you're sitting close to someone in a small, well-lit room, it's not difficult to hear the person talking to you. But beyond that easy listening situation, you could begin to struggle. Compare it to being in the woods at night with only a candle. You won't see very much. But if you exchange that candle for a flashlight, your circle will be a bit larger. And then when the sun comes up, you'd be able to see quite a distance. The same thing happens with hearing loss and hearing aids. In your small, well-lit room, your circle is, again, pretty small. But my goal is to help people realize when they're having a problem, and then to try to expand their circle, to get them out of their small room and back to enjoying the world. People's experiences vary, and there's not a one-size-fits-all remedy. But the first step to keeping your circle where you want is to make an appointment. Call today. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Bill Boodle, age 65 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Boodle will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86 of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97 of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Roland Eskov, age 87 of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Vandersloos, age 95 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Care Center. Funeral services for Mary Vandersloos will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Maxine Dulch, age 91 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Maxine Dulch will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pamela Christensen, age 58 of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Pamela Christensen will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Hegg, age 74 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ruth Hegg will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alma Muldoon, age 90 of Chamberlain, South Dakota, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alma Muldoon will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the St. James Catholic Church in Chamberlain. Hickey Funeral Chapel in Chamberlain has the arrangements. Alma Muldoon is survived by her son, Dr. Robert, and wife, Connie Muldoon, here of Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Kenneth Christensen, age 79 of rural Wyota, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Kenneth Christensen will be Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home. And Lewis McCall, age 96 of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Lewis McCall has donated his body to science, and services will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson reporting.